Good evening. My name is Wendy Watson, and I'm a resident of Belfast. I wish to acknowledge and appreciate all the hard work that our city council, our mayor, city planner, city manager, and others have put into this project thus far, and it is no easy task, I'm sure. Yet, I still have many concerns and unanswered questions about the NAF Salmon Farm proposal, including size, location, speed, lack of experience, and huge environmental impact of such an industrial-sized, land-based fish farm being sited on such a pristine and sensitive piece of land right along the Little River and Reservoir next to Route 1. We are so incredibly lucky to have this jewel of forested land that is habitat for many species of wildlife and an amazingly beautiful recreation area for the residents and visitors of Belfast alike. I've grappled with the magnitude and the siting of this project from the very beginning, and in order to put the 40-acre Nordic Aquafarm Salmon Farm proposal in context for myself, I looked at and borrowed some figures from Google Maps and another helpful person that was helping me with that, and to try to get a sense of the scope of this project. And again, it's probably nowhere near as perfect as what Wayne has done, because he had great maps with acreage on them for different sites. Mine's very basic. So current acreages, what I would call the Little River Community Forest, and I'm thinking what a wonderful legacy that would be if we kept it as a community forest rather than gave it up for development. That includes all the wooded acres south of Perkins Roads, about 53 acres. The Athena Complex, 18 acres. Bank of America Complex, 26 acres. Matthews Brothers, 12 acres. Penobscot McCrum and Front Street Shipyard, 12 acres. And the Industrial Park, the area currently developed, not including transfer station, 15 acres. To put the NAF's proposal in perspective in terms of size, it would be more than three times larger than both Penobscot McCrum and Front Street Shipyard combined. In terms of the zoning changes and siting for this project, my concerns are that they're inadequate to protect our community resource for an industrial project this large and in a place as pristine and sensitive as land next to the Little River. I feel that the 50 foot.
I have 30 seconds.
Ah, okay. I think you've already seen my comments about the proposed zoning changes, so I will end with moving forward. I would like to propose that our city leaders actively involve and engage the community more, not less, including concerned citizens and abutters. Our strength lies in all of us working together, bringing forth a diversity of opinions, views, information, and experience to find the best possible outcome for our community.
Thank you for your comment.
Okay, thank you very much. We need to work as a community for the community. Thank you.
So we'll have two more comments, and then we'll take a 5-minute break.